ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः। ॐ मूरेश्वराय नमः। गुरुदेवाय नमः। टुनाइट इज चतुर्थी, द फोर्थ डे of this sacred observance of Navaratri. You have been doing your mantra jap during this time. Your mantra is sacred. Mantra has its own power. Something is building within you by repetition of your mantra, paying attention to the quality of your mantra at the time of when you were receiving your mantra. You were explained the quality of the seed syllables. Each syllable has its own unique vibration. And that vibration creates certain kind of effect. It's so subtle, it's subtler than subtle. Accumulates within you in the form of spiritual shakti power. Mantra is very powerful. Just the splitting of an atom can cause so much destruction. Or something creative could be done with that energy. The shakti is hidden within your mantra. As you are repeating your mantra much more than usual during Navaratri, it's good once in a while to just take a step back and soften your body and taste the mantra. Let just one syllable emanate from your body, in your being, and imagine that vibration is saturating your body and then rippling out into the universe, going farther and farther and farther. Imagine it's going, it has a timeless journey of its own. It takes light years per second things to come to the earth. Your mantra can travel for light years too. That vibration is so subtle. Imagine it's going. You have been meditating on heart all this time. It's good to sometime to take a little break from there and move the energy through your third eye. Our mantra is Shakti Nij, Shakti and Shiv. Third eye is the place of Shiv, Guru. So it's good to go and rest there sometimes too. There is a beautiful meditation, because doing too much Shakti Bij, sometimes your body can get lots of heat and agitation can emerge. Just like hanging out with a mom, sometimes agitation happens, then you run to dad. So Shiv is the place, the third eye is the place for the Lord Shiva, or Adi Guru. And imagine you are sitting on a globe. No one else, it's just you, looking into that vast darkness. Your third eye opens. From that eye, very soft blue light emanating, traveling in that darkness. Sitting alone on top of the globe, your third eye opening, soft blue light emanating from your third eye and just traveling like filling in that vast darkness. This meditation brings about peace, calms your body, calms everything down. It cleanses your nervous system, clears your mind, and while you are doing this meditation, it's good to once in a while just hold your prana, hold the breath wherever it is for a moment, and see how long can you hold it while continuing this, peering into that vast darkness with your third eye. Do this for 5-10 minutes sometimes. At that time, no mantra, no yantra, nothing. You are the only one sitting on top of the globe, Shivoham. You are the Shiv. It is only Shiv who can worship Shakti. It's a very beautiful practice. Sometimes when your mind and your body is tired, to just hold your breath. Hold that prana. When the prana is held, there is a little turbulence in the Brahmand, in the cosmos of your body. There is a little turbulence happens when you hold your breath. And then when slowly release it, then you feel the rush of the blood, rush of the energy throughout your whole body. Your body heats up, warms up. Enjoy that. You begin a new inspiration, new enthusiasm, new energy surges. So these are little kriyas that you can do during Navaratri while you are engaging in your sadhana on such a deeper level. Tonight is the night of Ma Mahalakshmi, bestower of opulence, richness, material richness, emotional richness, physical richness, spiritual richness. One who is blessed with Mahalakshmi has shine. Kanti has a shine to his or her being. It becomes radiant. So imagine you are blessed with her presence, you are blessed with her qualities. You are radiant being. There is no darkness, there is no tightness, there is no poor me, there is no smallness. Imagine yourself to be blessed with Mahalakshmi and let yourself shine. Imagine your whole outline of your body shining. Imagine that halo around your head with her presence, your happy, confident self. When you meditate like these, a couple of pointers that I have given you, you will notice the difference in your inner constitution. May Mother bless us all tonight. She is very present. As you go out, look in the sky. See how shining everything is. Mother is smiling with so many faces. I bow to that Mother who resides in each one of our hearts in the form of radiance. And may she bless us all, the whole human race. May she bless our planet during this challenging time. Om Har Mahadev Namah Parvati. So do the heart meditation. Mother sitting on the lotus with the golden light filling the dome above, with her hands raised, covering you with the light, and spend a little bit time on your third eye too today, the globe meditation, and all these things that Mother wanted you to do tonight. Thank you all very much.